AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Oh, yeah. All right. Welcome to the Bootleg Kid Podcast. What's going on? We got an interview today, man, with Dusty Lokane, who's representing Canarsie, New York City. So I actually went out to New York and shot a piece of content with this guy. That's coming out soon through Above All. But nice young man. He's kind of came onto the scene with a song called Rolling and Controlling. Just started rapping last year. A lot of people would say he sounds like Pop Smoke. They're from the same neighborhood, and he does have the same, they sound very similar. But we sit down with him. You know, I got to spend some time with him, and he is his own man. And I think he's, you know, going to be able to prove himself a lot more than the guy who sounds like Pop Smoke. So we're going to talk to the homie Dusty Lokane, man. Shout out to our sponsors at Odd Socks, though. Don't forget to show them love. OddSocksOfficial.com. Keyword Bootleg Kev to save 20% off the freshest and most comfortable socks in the game. And that's I say that with a lot of confidence, man. I got some Odd Socks on right now. My feet feel wonderful. The craziest licenses. They got Breaking Bad socks. They got Scarface socks. They got WWE. They really got whatever you need. You know what I'm saying? Jaws, the movie. They got all kinds of ill shit at OddSocksOfficial.com. Keyword Bootleg Kevin. They just dropped their underwear. I actually have some Tapatio draws on my ass right now. So shout out to Odd Socks. Use the keyword Bootleg Kevin. Save 20% off at OddSocksOfficial.com. Go do that. And let's get into this podcast with Dusty Lokane. All right, yo, man, it's the Bootleg Kev Show. We got a special guest in here, my guy, Dusty Lokane. Finally made it out to L.A.,
made
man.
Made it, we had.
From the Floss to North Hollywood, you know what I'm saying?
Hello.
Welcome, bro. Hey, you know, I got to go out to Canarsie and function with you and your people. I got to check out your neighborhood.
Yeah.
We went to the studio.
Went to the store. We did a lot that day.
Yeah,
went
man.
To the Chinese food spot.
Yeah, a lot, man. You know, I've been telling a lot of people that you really are sitting on some like serious records, because I think the Rolling and Controlling freestyle people, it's a record that you either gonna love it or you ain't gonna rock with it.
You ain't gonna fuck.
You know what I'm saying? But you got some big records that you're just like that. You played me probably like 20 songs, and they were, I mean, bruh. Salute is all I'm gonna say. Once you start dropping, I mean, I know you just dropped. We got two new records out in the last.
Move Dolly, with OP.
Remember? Yeah, that record was dope.
And Rolling and Controlling Part 2.
But you got some joints.
Got some. You know what's crazy? You never heard Rolling and Controlling Part 2.
I didn't hear that song. Yeah.
I ain't make it. Mm-hmm. I ain't make it yet when I met you. I made that shit like probably about 2 weeks before we dropped it in Atlanta.
So that's a fresh one.
Yeah, so we sort of, we broke the whole order for that shit. Cause it's
Well, I want people to understand that you could really make real records. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got some records, bro, that, I mean, it's going to make the Empire Radio staff their job extremely easy whenever they come out. That's what I'm going to say.
Let's keep it like that. Boy.
How is it being in LA? I saw you, I mean, obviously for people who don't know, Rolling and Controlling, shout out to the Rolling 60s.
Neighborhood, Rolling 60s shit, straight from
allegedly, 60s. Allegedly.
Allegedly. back with that. Allegedly, you know that.
But yeah.
Shout out my neighbors.
But you actually came out here and tapped in with, you know, the origins of the Rolling 60s. I saw, you know, on your IG story, you were over there yesterday shooting a video.
Yeah, slow down.
How was that, man?
That shit was, to me, it's life changer, you know, because.
I was talking to that mic. Let's get that mic right here.
Yeah, I've seen all this shit on, like, YouTube and movies, but I ain't never been nowhere like that. Like, they really from the same shit, just a different hood. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's different city, different state. So it was like me going there, I felt right at home. Like, niggas, they showed me love. Like, I knew them all my life.
Yeah, I mean, you're holding down the set on the other side.
Live Nip on the dead homies.
Allegedly, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Nip though, man. How was that though? Like, because I think a lot of people, you know, L.A. obviously, you know, the origins of a lot of gangs are here. You know what I'm saying? And did you always have like big homies that were out here or like
before? Nah, I only knew the neighborhood niggas from East Coast,
right?
You know, but. More or less through this rapping, it tapped me in with. Well, really, let me be real. You got to be tapped in with somebody if you East Coast Crippin', jacking the West Coast. You feel me?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So I heard of them. Feel me? Names was brought up to me, but I ain't get to actually be around and shit. So that in itself, for me, was such a big thing. Like for them to really take me in with no problems.
Embrace
me fully. Right. You see what I'm saying? Like, so I felt like I said, right at home, home away from home.
That's amazing. For people who don't know, you played basketball.
Yahoo.
That was your original like dream was to do the
that
basketball
was my
thing. That was your original thing, right?
Yeah.
How far did you get hooping?
JUCO.
So junior college.
Junior college. Only did like a semester and a half. That was after that.
Semester and a half, and then it was back to Canarsie. Where'd you play junior college at?
SUNY Jefferson, two-year upstate.
So that's upstate New York?
From Canada.
Oh, shit.
Boy, like 30 minutes from Toronto.
So you was like right at the border.
Yeah.
Right there, man. Did you ever go over to Toronto?
Shit. Hell no.
I heard it's hard to get into Canada. I heard it's easier to get into Mexico than it is to get into Canada. I heard they don't fuck around at the Canadian border.
Yeah, I didn't even go by it. True was you were telling me, yo, you gotta go drive there. I ain't have no car.
Right.
So it's not like I was, you feel me? I was just like, I heard about it. We 30 minutes away. Fuck it.
Fuck it. Thanks. So once you left college, came back to your neighborhood, what point in time, I mean, obviously you are around that area your whole life, but what point in time did you really start to get kind of active in the quote unquote, you know, your area as far as, you know, basketball's in your past, you know?
Well, like I said, I was always jacking it even before that. I wasn't like, you know, it was always, like I said, it was something that was in me, not on me. So I jacked Crip before I was Crip. I walk around with a flag around my head, take the train, all of that.
Right, I was
even on a set. Feel me? Like that was just, it was just, like I said, it was something. It was just I fucked with it heavy, like I fucked with the whole culture, and I'm from there, so it's like it was a no brainer. By the time I turned like 17, 18, it was like, feel me, we fully active now.
That area, that was kind of the area, like that was where you grew up. Was kind of that was the section that it was essentially that was around you anyway.
Yeah. I was already. It wasn't like I could have avoided it.
Right.
I ain't go to no private. No private schools, or I was in public schools. You feel me? And I was in one of the bad high schools too. At that public school, so feel me. But more or less, yeah, I'm a product of my environment. But I flipped the script. You know what I'm saying? Like,
not for sure, man.
You gotta take what they try to use to hold you back, and let it push you forth. So that's what I did.
That's what you're doing, man. Yeah. For people who don't know, when did you actually start rapping?
like.
It was in the pandemic, right?
Yeah. No. That's when, true words, because I got locked in the pandemic. But, like, I used to just, boom, like I said, I had a man's Bandit, Jugger. They was rappers. Feel me?
Right.
I was doing what I was doing, my ones and twos. I was never a rapper. I wasn't into that. But they would tell me, yo, pull up. Feel me? I'll go smoke, cool it. Feel me? Bun a little, one, two, Junzi, drink a little. And after that, I'll just be chilling. And then if they get tired, all right, try some shit.
Right.
You got the look. You got the voice. Go do that shit, cuz. I'll try it. But I never really took to it. You know? Like, it was just like, that's just something there. I never really do that. So I never put out a track. I'll say before, Corona had about 4 tracks. And, like, it was mainly features, and the other ones was just dumb shit. Like, one time I was mad drunk. I just made a freestyle. Barely any words.
These were online?
I ain't never dropped nothing.
So they were just on your phone?
It was on my phone.
Oh, okay.
And niggas would be in the car, head out the window.
Right.
Shit, like, it's the littest track. But niggas always took to my shit because niggas know what I'm talking about. And you feel me? That's really what it is. So, but I'll say when I really say, yeah, it's that time. It was like, Corona, true words, came home. Right after that, I linked up with my boy Bobby on 6-0.
And that was Rolling Controlling. Was that your first official release?
Mm-hmm. In fact, my first official release. And on top of that, you know, it was a real, like, from beginning to end freestyle.
All off the top of your head.
6-0. And the way it happened, like, it's just I heard the beat. I'm thinking to myself, this shit is crazy.
Right.
I told my man's run it back, put down my phone right there, put the recorder down, went straight through.
That's crazy. And at that time, where, like, you know, because at the time you didn't have a following, you know what I'm saying? What was
no social media.
That's what I'm saying. What platform did that really start to heat up on?
Oh, that's a story, too. I never really got to, you know, tell nobody. But when I first came home, I got into a little situation with some, we're not going to say names, but with some, I'll say, not the other side, but people who was portraying to be the other side.
Okay.
And I wanted to do something about it, but you know, Malcolm, they telling you chill, cause like,
yeah,
don't even go that route. Feel me?
Smart move.
So I went on a live, my man's live on Facebook at the time.
Facebook.
Yeah, feel me? I still ain't had, I ain't have no social media, so I went on his phone, went on his shit. We there for like a good, I'll say about 2.5 hours. We in the telly that night. Niggas is old. We just chilling. Some bitches was about to pull up. So we on the live shit, and then it just started jinking. Like at one point, it had like 700 viewers, and overall it had 32,000 at the end of it.
Like on the Facebook Live.
On the Facebook Live. So people were saying like, yo, feel me? They, oh, look at this dark skin, talking politics, listen to his voice, mad shit.
Right.
Feel me? It was mainly the females though, you know? Yeah. Like niggas, they ain't never gonna be the first ones to gravitate, especially when
it's always the women. Of course.
They gonna most likely hate. They gonna be haters, yeah. So the females really, that's my, the females and the kids, I would say is who I really look to and appreciate the most. Because niggas be bandwagon. They just, oh, now the bitches is all around him. Now we got to be around him. Because we want some pussy too. Like,
of course.
Feel me? So it's like, them two sex, and them are niggas, of course.
Of course.
Anything outside of that, I show my respects to the females, the kids. Feel me? But, yeah, jinked. From there, it was like, niggas like, yo, make an Instagram. I made it. June 27th. I still got the first... I got in my archives, but you could see it said, you feel me? June 27th was my first post.
So that was your first post, and what day did you put Rolling and Controlling out?
I don't know. What day was that?
Late July. Yeah. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, and I ain't really have no... I have faith in it because through, you know, like I said, through Bobby, I was able to get signed, but it wasn't like... He knew I had it in me.
Right.
I'm just like, I ain't never do this before, but I'm going head first. Like, I ain't thinking about nothing. In the back of my mind, it's like, damn, this is something new to me. I got high hopes. So if this shit don't go the way I expect it to go, it's not going to break me. It's going to make me go even harder. But at the same time, it was like, this got to be it. This has to be it.
What was, Bobby could probably answer this better than you can, but he's standing over here. But I'm curious because at the time you had no music out. You just created an Instagram account. So for someone like Bobby Fischer from Empire to step out and like really see something in you.
To me. You see what I'm saying?
Like that doesn't happen nowadays often. It's easy to come in when something's already on fire and pour gasoline on it, mm-hmm. but it's hard. But it's harder to start the fire. The, yeah, 100%.
Feel me? So, like I said, that's somebody who believed in me before anybody else did around me. He's seen it. Feel me? And like that to me was the biggest, you know, thing somebody could ever did for me. I was pop broke, ain't had no breeches, still in the people in my people's crib. I was by my brother, matter of fact. When I came home, went back to my people's crib and shit, but you know, a nigga ain't had no real options. He gave me an option, but I presented myself as, you know, me.
Yeah.
And he said, I see that. This is him. You feel me? Like, this is who he is. From the time he wake up, time he go to sleep. Feel me? Nothing changes about him. So, like I said, Bobby, that's me and my, we going to be together. Whatever, man. 6-0.
Yeah, and you guys have. You guys got, I think that at the moment you probably have a lot of generic fans who probably see you on Instagram who probably are your naysayers, I'd say. Who, you know, because they you got a few records out, but I think that.
Oh, yeah, they don't know.
They don't know what's coming.
But those who not tuned, you got to tune them in. That's up to me.
Yeah, for sure.
Nobody else but me to say, well, look, I'm going to show you what I'm made of and what I'm capable of. Everything take time, though, so that's why I ain't really rush nothing. You can never say you seen me try to force it. Feel me? I waited my turn. Through everything I ever did in life, I always waited my turn. That was a constant for me. So when everybody was politicking on Instagram, this, he trying to be this thing, he trying to do this, I was working. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when it did come the time now for me to perform, there's no flaws there. You know what I'm saying? You got to make sure when nobody's looking is when you doing that. So when now they all looking, there is no denying it.
Right. I think, too, a lot of people who would be in your position, because you obviously get compared so much to Pop Smoke, who's from your area.
Rolling the cars.
You guys, went to elementary school together. Yeah. You guys are from the same hood. Like, I think that a lot of people would run from that, but I feel like you've paid a lot of respect and also have taken on the challenge of saying, yes, you know, maybe I was inspired by Pop.
Of course.
But at the same time, I'm going to show you I'm my own dude.
For me.
You know what I'm saying?
Inspirations is all around you. And you should look to them as motivation. Nothing less, nothing more. Feel me? Like, I watch other people portray, you know, like certain things. Like, yeah, we was this, we was that. And no actuality, using that for clout. You trying to get your own name up based off another person. Nah, I'm paying my respects. But through, like I said, my work ethic and my drive, you're going to see how we separate, how we differ. Yeah. But in all actuality, we one in the same. Feel me? Floss or die, one way in, no way out. Niggas know that.
There it is, man. For people who don't know, your area, Canarsie, is an area that is probably one of the least known outside of New York. You know, we're in LA, we're here in Brooklyn, we know what Brownsville is, Yeah, but I feel like Canarsie probably has gotten the least amount of.
We was overlooked
for a long time, yeah.
And we was the ones getting most of the money. Feel me? We was the ones behind a lot of other shit too, but you know, niggas kept that low profile. Like I said, Pop brought us to the light. Feel me? He said, well, look, there's niggas over here giving it up the same way niggas is over there. Feel me? And I'm just another person who gonna prove that.
The name The Floss was that came from a Fabulous record, right?
I believe so. Fabulous said it. I don't think
he said it in the line.
The Floss, he on some shit like that. OP was, remember?
Yeah, he told
OP,
me that. He's the one who told us.
I just know Floss is The Floss because that's what we do.
Yeah.
You know? That's what we do day in, day out. Feel me? Even before I was flossing like this, I was flossing. Feel me? So it's not really what's on you, like I said, it's in you.
Yeah, yo, it's crazy. I had Big U sitting in that same chair, and he said that. He said, I don't got no tattoos. And, you know, Big U is a legendary figure in the streets. You know what I'm saying? He said, it's in me. It ain't on me. That's why. You know what I'm saying? That's some real shit.
Like that. That's the two words.
Hey, interrupting the interview to tell you about our good friends at Odd Socks. Now, as you can see, I always have my Odd Socks on, baby. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, shout out to my bony-ass knees. Listen, go to oddsocksofficial.com. They got all the craziest socks. These are the outsiders. You know what I'm saying? They got SpongeBob. They got Cheech and Chong. Listen, Breaking Bad, Godfather, whatever you need, they got it. And now they have underwear. That's right. You can get your Odd Socks underwear. The boxer briefs are the best underwear that you could ever fit on your ass. Trust me when I tell you. These are Chucky draws. What you know about Top Ramen underwear, all right? Go to oddsocksofficial.com. Use the keyword Bootleg Kev at checkout, and you'll save 20% off of your order. Underwear, masks, slippers, socks, whatever you need, they got it. Oddsocksofficial.com. Keyword Bootleg Kev at checkout. Save 20%. What is next? Like, I know you're sitting on a lot of records. Are we just doing the single thing for now?
We're gonna keep
dropping singles.
We're gonna keep it that way. I told everybody Life of a Five, which is the album name, it will be dropping. What I said, June 11th? My C day. But yeah.
That's coming up.
But that's no longer. Feel me? We're gonna postpone that. Due to the fact that every time we go in that studio,
some new shit.
And some shit that you just can't make up. You just gotta be there to just know, like, damn.
So the album's not coming out June 11th anymore?
No. To let everybody know, no, it is not.
So to be determined.
To be determined. Oh,
you know, it's crazy because I feel like you're getting better at your craft. Like, people don't realize you just started rapping, man. This shit is crazy. Like, for people who don't know, like, man, like, there's people who do this shit for 20 years and won't even sniff the level of success that you got off your first record. Do you feel like every time it's almost like riding a bike, you're going to get better every time. You feel like you're improving as an MC?
Yeah, most definitely. I think, you know what it is? Like I said, with everything I done did it in my life, overall, it was always about getting to newer heights. Basketball, I started out the back of the line.
Right.
By my 11th senior grade year, I was a star player. Everybody knew my name in the school. It was always something of mine. Can't fit in. I got to stand out. For that, you got to work. My work ethic and my determination stems from basketball, stems from sports. I played football too growing up. But it stems from all of that because, you know, you got to be disciplined.
Yeah.
And also themselves,
gotta go
too.
Go to practice, wake up early, there, yeah.
You know, and me, I was working out day in and day out, eating day in and day out. So I was telling myself, you and themselves, push-ups, I'm not stopping. Till my body can't stop, not my mind. Mm-hmm. Your mind to tell your body to stop when you could really keep going. So that's how I learned, and that works with everything. That's not just for what you're doing. You got to take that outside of everything you're doing and use it in every walks of life. So that's what I try to do.
How long were you locked up?
Not long. I was remanded.
Okay,
is a 72-hour hold, but through the corona, that was lifted. They no longer. So I was just in there. Feel me? And they didn't allow me to post my bail, so my lawyer was just fighting for motions. Feel me? And I never really got it until.
Are you past whatever situation?
Nah, I don't really supposed to be talking about that shit, but.
Listen, I know what it's like to have a fucking case floating over your head. That should, if you think about it too much, it'll fuck with you.
I don't think about it. Only reason I don't think about it is because my understanding of, you know, you got to, whatever you do, there's repercussions behind it.
Of course.
And if you're not willing to accept those, you can't be called a man. Grown men know that there's repercussions, and one day or the other, you may have to face those.
Without getting too far deep into the politics of what's going on in Brooklyn, you know, there's a very... you know, if for people who've never even sniffed Brooklyn, they know about the politics of the streets that's going on between, we won't even say, right? Yeah, but there's a lot of, it's spilled over into rap, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, indeed.
There's rappers on both sides, people have gotten stabbed, it's crazy.
Shot, killed by
Yeah, 100%. You're someone who, obviously, man, you're special, you have a star quality. And there's been so many artists that we've lost over some bullshit, right? And you know, obviously in Pop's case, it was out here. It was it wasn't over some shit from back home. But is that something that you're very like conscientious of when it comes to just moving around? Because you never know, you know, you might run into somebody at Brooklyn Chop House or something. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like
my paranoia is really what keep me sane. Like me. Always being on go, always watching my surroundings, it put me in a place where I know, all right, well, if I was lackadaisical with this, it's a possibility this could happen, but I'm always going to be on it, so nothing could happen. And then again, there's times that you was on it and something happened. So then that's where the surrounding group of niggas come in. You know, your gang, your brothers, they got to be the ones to step on niggas' necks before they even get the chance to get to a nigga like me, you see what I'm saying? Because you know what I stand on when you see me. You feel me? I'm not wish-washy. The way you met me that first time is the way you're going to meet me every time. So, like I said, people will know, like, oh, all right, well, feel me? Yeah, this nigga, he got it. But then let's check and see who else around him is on that shit. make sure everything is, you know, copacetic or what they say it is.
I know your family's still in Canarsie. I know you're still in Canarsie, yeah. But at the same time, I see you in Miami, Atlanta all the time. Have you considered leaving New York?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out the way is what I'm saying.
Of course. It's in motion.
Miami's got to be the play. I feel like Miami's just the women and the strip clubs and the no state tax and the coronavirus never existed there, apparently. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, facts. Just got to stay tuned to find out where I go. But right now, I'm still on the fifth.
What's your favorite city Miami.
Miami and Atlanta. Atlanta's something where it's most of my biggest tracks was made.
I love Atlanta, man.
Feel me?
Are you a strip club guy? Like, did you participate in strip clubs in both cities?
Miami, I tore that shit up. But
okay, what's the spot in Miami that you like is your favorite? Because there's the spot on, what's the shit, Booby Trap on the River?
I need more, this is how I feel right now about that.
There's Tootsie's where you can get the fried lobster tail.
Let me say this, gang.
Yeah.
Niggas need to show more love before I shout out any strip club, word to my mother.
Okay.
That's it. When I went in anybody's strip club, I show love.
That's fair.
Feel me? So, yeah, I ain't getting no shout outs for no strip clubs.
But you'll dabble in some strippy activities. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We dip it that.
They're better than, you know what, I can't stand, even when New York was open, the strip clubs is all about bartenders. So like the actual strippers is kind of whatever.
Love. Yeah.
But the bartenders got all the followers and shit, and they ain't getting naked. Like, why am I here? A bunch of sixes that are the naked ones. All the tens are at the fucking bar. Like, what the hell is going on, man? Anyway, yo, when you hooped, what position did you play?
Point guard, shooting guard.
Okay.
I was really a scorer, but I know how to, you know, lay on the floor.
Like,
so.
Brandon Jennings or some shit. Monte Ellis.
Not Monte. I'd say, yo, Zoe, where's Zoe at? Zoe not in here? Millie, you was here, cuz.
DeRozan.
What you say? Who you think I used to play like, cuz? In general, who I used to. Yeah. Nah.
Like who?
He was going to say Kobe.
Kobe?
Yeah.
I was just an
overall. Like I said, I commanded the floor. So it was like when it was time to get a bucket, I'd turn that on. Matter of fact, I'm lying. By my 12th grade year, I was scoring without any
thinking.
Thought.
Oh, I got you. You're like, yeah, this is my ball.
But. Like I said, I also always had it to where I wanted everybody involved.
Got you.
That's what it, and that's me. Like, yo, it's crazy how basketball translates. Because if you look at me, it's real life shit.
Yeah.
In any situation, I'm never thinking about myself. It's impossible.
It's crazy because we interviewed Chris Brickley, who's out in New York. He's the trainer. He be training, James Harden and Kyrie.
Yeah, I be seeing that shit on Instagram.
J. Cole and shit. But you know, Cole, he trained Cole, and Cole went and did his.
He did some pro shit, right?
Went to Africa and played. Yeah. Once the rap shit is out of here, would you ever reconsider chasing that dream again?
I'll give niggas 60 on an off day.
Well, where would you give people 60 at? Because, anywhere?
Anywhere but not. Tour in the country, sound wavy.
You'd have to go overseas to put up 60,
wavy.
Right?
Yeah. Put up 60, yeah. Not in the. Yeah, I ain't no league player, cuz. I ain't no hooper. But you feel me? I still go get a bucket.
I saw the Nets like warming up to your record and shit. Like, yeah, that had to be crazy. Yeah.
He was sending me that shit. I'm like, I watched Kyrie play. I watched James Harden. And then he caught the yam to it. So it was like, yeah, my shit give niggas energy on hood.
Were you hesitant to do a sequel to Rolling and Controlling? Because I feel like sometimes that could go.
It wasn't planned.
Yeah, it could go the other way.
Like me, I would have never thought of that.
Yeah.
Off rip. Because. That to me is like, that's corny, that's pocket. Like, just, you feel me? But it was naturally made, so it was no denying it. Like, and he kept saying it. I'm like, that's picture me rolling.
Right, he kept
saying, no, it's rolling. But I said, all right, we're going to put in parentheses because I need niggas to know that's picture me rolling. Do LA, do California with some bad bitches and gang members.
Is that what you shot this week?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Or do 60.
How many videos have you shot in LA? Just that one?
That one.
Yeah,
because we came down Monday and shot it on Wednesday, yesterday.
That's crazy, man. Were you, the other biggest alleged Rolling 60 in hip-hop history is Nipsey Hussle, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nipsey, and shout out to my brother J Stone, too.
J Stone out here, yeah. South Dakota,
Pac-Man, the Gunman.
me shout gang members, Rallo, niggas know that shit.
But did you come up like fucking with Nipsey's music? Because I mean, I was on the other side. You know what I mean?
I was on the other side. I wasn't heavy on it, but I fucked with Nipsey.
Of course. Like what he stood for.
Yeah. So like the music naturally hearing it correlated with who he is.
Yeah.
So you had to fuck with the music, you know. But him as a person, more or less, is what I looked at. Like, damn, like, feel me? You, what you say you stand on every time without waiver. So I respect that.
Yo, talk about the drill scene in New York. It's crazy right now.
It's a fact.
And, you know, I feel like obviously Chicago started it. UK had their wave, but New York's got it right now, fully. Was that always like the type of, like, when you, because, you know, me growing up as a hip hop head, I think of New York, I think of fucking boom bap, lyrical rap shit, or 50 Cent, G Unit, you know what I'm saying?
That's more relatable. The first one, I ain't really, that's me, like, I was never so in tune with music, but it was always around me.
Right.
I never had like a specific person I listened to on a regular, but, you know, Soca, my people's growing up, Compa, that's the shit I heard. And then on the, you know, you got the R&B artists and shit.
Right.
So like me, like I said, when it comes to drill music in New York, it has hints of what was in the past, but it's a whole new wave.
Right.
You know, and it is, like I said, me, I grab a lot of shit, old shit, and put in my tracks. You feel me? I grab a lot of old shit, put in my tracks. Just you know, the idea of it is cool because you still paying homage to what was.
Who would you consider kind of like the godfather of the drill shit in New York? I think Pop Smoke was the biggest, but
yeah.
I think he was the biggest. But I mean, I think obviously shout out to Favi. I think Favi's one of those guys.
I'll say Pop.
Pop.
He put it on the biggest stage.
Oh, 100%.
So, you know, to me, it's like, that's what a godfather is. You know, them niggas, everybody else here, they was underneath you, but you was up there.
Well, I think what he was able to do, unfortunately, he didn't get to see the success of the sonic chances he took on his new album, because he changed up his, you know, he made some records that he made a lot of, I mean, there was barely any drill records on that album. And unfortunately, you know, he didn't get to see that it paid off. But I heard a lot of your records that you're sitting on, and you got some of them ones. Yeah. So, you know.
Like, you know, and another thing that a lot of people don't really know is, you know, Pop, he started out, you already know, he drill, he could, feel me? Me too, but I was really more of a melodic from the jump. Like, I used to sing growing up. So before my voice got the rasp and the, you know, and the bass in it, I was a singer. I could just sing my ass off.
Where would you sing? Like church or like
I sang at church. I sang anywhere. Same way wherever I am at, it's a possibility you're going to see me performing. You're going to hear me singing something,
right,
rapping something, because that was just my nature. So for me, it was easier for me to do those lovey-dovey tracks when it came time.
Right.
Because
that was kind of already your bag.
It was already my bop, so it was nothing.
Would you ever try to infuse some of the Caribbean shit you came up listening to in your household into your music?
Certain parts of my track, you can hear the accent on certain words, but I'm going to make a whole... I would say what you need. What you need is, the vibe of it is a Caribbean.
Right.
You haven't heard it.
Yo, he ain't hear it. Young Blue on that.
Young Blue! Ladies and gentlemen,
I was just supposed to say
it's
that.
An exclusive.
It is what it is.
The Young Blue, Dusty Lil King song.
We're on the West Coast with it.
The Empire Avengers,
give a little
they
of
have united
away.
On a song. And it is coming soon, and there's some Caribbean vibes on it, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll fuck with that. Boy, that's a crazy intro right there.
There it is. Coming soon. I'm supposed to see Blue this week, so I'm going to ask him about it. I heard y'all got one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Outside of Blue, who else? I mean, you know, who else do you want to work with that you haven't worked with yet?
Everybody. Like I said before, I fuck with my son, Pusheisty shit, Lil Baby, all of them.
What about it? Give me a New York OG.
Oh, New York,
if you could pick a New York OG, any one of them to work with, who would it be?
New York OG. I don't know, cuz. I'll say... It gotta be Jay-Z, guys.
Hove.
It gotta be. Just
hey,
off the strength.
Nicki, if you do the video, at least you know you might could, you know, catch maybe catch a nip slip or something on set, you know what I'm saying?
6-0.
Maybe Fab, because he shouted out Canarsie before, you know what I'm saying? Hey, Hove shouted out Canarsie.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Time will tell.
Yeah, that man. Well, listen, you're on your way, bro. And I know a lot of people are going to be in the comments, and they're going to get extremely. You're going to get the Pop Smoke shit in the comments, but I wanted to make sure that we did not talk about that. I'm sure that that's going to be everything.
But it's always love to the cuz, regardless.
No, of course. But, you know, I think people got to understand who you are, you know what I'm saying, and what you do and what you bring to the table. And you know, I think that once these other records start coming out,
they're going to get the picture.
They're going to get it, man. And plus, you're paying homage to the homie as well.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So it's all love, man. Dusty Lo Kane. Perfect. My God.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.